Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Costco, the membership-based warehouse club that has become a powerhouse in retail. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Costco is known for its unique business model and strong customer loyalty. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like anchoring and scarcity influence their decision-making, especially in areas like pricing and inventory management?
Anchoring plays a significant role in Costco's pricing strategy. The company's focus on offering a limited selection of high-quality products at consistently low prices creates a strong anchor for customers. When shoppers see Costco's prices, they compare them to what they've seen elsewhere, reinforcing the perception that Costco offers better value. This strategy is particularly effective in a membership model, where customers feel they are getting exclusive deals. Scarcity is another important factor. Costco's limited selection of products and bulk packaging create a sense of urgency among SH.
And this focus on value and scarcity has helped Costco build a fiercely loyal customer base, appealing to both consumers and investors who prioritize consistency and value.
Exactly. Costco's commitment to low prices and exclusive deals appeals to value-conscious consumers, while their efficient inventory management and strong membership model make them an attractive investment for those looking for stability and steady growth. However, this approach also means they must carefully balance product availability and customer satisfaction to avoid potential losses.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Costco. The retail industry is diverse and serves a broad customer base, so DEI is particularly important. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Costco's approach to DEI is essential, especially in an industry that relies heavily on customer interaction and service. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance employee satisfaction and customer loyalty, both of which are crucial for long-term success. A diverse workforce can better understand and serve the needs of a diverse customer base, leading to improved customer experiences and potentially higher sales. For investors, Costco's commitment to DEI signals that the company is socially responsible and forward-thinking, which can enhance its reputation and make it more attractive to ESG-focused investors.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, and for a company like Costco, strong DEI practices are not just about compliance, they are about building a competitive advantage in a diverse and evolving market.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Costco not only improves its ability to serve a broad customer base, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Costco has expanded its presence both in the US and internationally. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Costco's strategy involves adapting its membership-based model and product offerings to meet the specific needs of different markets while maintaining the core elements that make it successful. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability helps Costco manage risks associated with international expansion and different consumer behaviors. In markets where bulk buying is less common, Costco may adjust its product sizes or offerings to better align with local shopping habits. Their ability to balance local preferences with their established model allows them to expand effectively in new regions while maintaining a consistent global brand.
And this adaptability is crucial for Costco, especially as they face competition from both local retailers and other global chains. Their ability to maintain their brand's trust and relevance in various markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Costco's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the retail industry while staying ahead of emerging trends. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer behavior and economic conditions.
Now, let's compare Costco to other companies in the retail industry, like Walmart, Amazon, and Sam's Club. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Costco's dynamics are often compared to Walmart and Sam's Club, especially given the similarities in their membership-based models. However, Costco's emphasis on quality over quantity, with a more limited selection of products, creates a different shopping experience that appeals to customers who value exclusivity and consistency. Investors in Costco may be more attracted to its strong customer loyalty and efficient operations, which contribute to higher margins and steady growth. Walmart, with its focus on low prices and broad selection, appeals to a different type of investor interested in scale and market dominance. Amazon, as an e-commerce giant, represents the challenge of digital disruption, offering convenience and a vast selection that appeals to tech-savvy consumers. Behavioral finance dynamics at Costco are shaped by its reputation for quality, value, and customer loyalty, which appeals to investors who value stability and long-term growth.
And unlike Amazon, which is more focused on online retail, Costco's strength lies in its membership model and in-store experience, appealing to customers who appreciate the value and quality that come with a Costco membership.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Costco, the focus on value, customer loyalty, and a unique membership model provides a unique value proposition in the retail industry.
To sum up, Costco's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their pricing strategies, market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Costco's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.
Thank you.